Senator Duncan signed the recommendation. There's a finance, Senate, see it.
Senator Pierce.
Move the Senate Finance CS for CS House Bill number 76 Finance.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill 76 Finance, and there is an amendment number 1 by Senator Sharp.
Senator Sharp.
Mr. President, I move amendment number 1.
Is there objection? There is objection. Senator Sharp.
Amendment number 1 on page 7. 928 reduces by $200,000 the amount in the alcohol and drug abuse grants. There was a $200,000 amendment put in there, and the amendment in Senate Finance was as the insert recommendation on the second part of the amendment states, it should read alcohol and drug abuse grants, chronic alcohol, domiciliary care facilities, $200,000. And that's the mental health funds that they have approved specifically for that purpose.
Senator Adams.
The only question that we have is that the share of money, it'll be equally shared to the providers or nonprofits that provide that particular service. Is that correct?
Senator Sharp.
That is correct. This money is to go to the operating money for the providers, for nonprofits, and it's conditioned on being some money in the capital budget to make the rehabilitation modification to facilities.
Is the objection maintained to amendment number 1? Hearing no objection, amendment number 1 has been adopted.
Amendment number 2 by Senator Duncan, page 2, following line 15.
Senator Duncan.
Mr. President, I move amendment number 2.
There is objection.
Mr. President, amendment, I won't get into it in great detail. It's like an amendment I offered on the previous bill that deals with the cost of living adjustments the second year of the contracts. This would add back in the money that was taken out to pay those cost of living increases to the public employees who are covered in this bill.
Further debate. Seeing no further debate, the question before the body, shall amendment number 2 be adopted by the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. So by a vote of 5 yeas and 13 nays, amendment number 2 has failed to pass the Senate.
I have
lacking an advancement motion, House Bill 76 will appear on tomorrow's calendar in third reading. Brings us to the next item on today's calendar.
CS for Senate Bill number 150, rules amended, enacting the moving expenses of state employees to compensatory time for state employees and to calculation of compensation for the public employees retirement system.
We are in third reading. Is there debate? Senator Duncan.
Mr. President, I have some amendments being circulated. They're not, I had them sent them out a while ago. They're not circulated. Can we have any of these while those are circulated? Because I'd like to.
That will stand at ease. Senator Lehman, motion to hold 150 to tomorrow's calendar in third reading.
I move to ask unanimous consent that committee substitute Senate Bill 150, rules amended, be held in third reading until tomorrow's calendar.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Next item on today's calendar.
CS for Senate Joint Resolution number 3, Judiciary, proposing an amendment to the Constitution, State of Alaska, before the Senate on reconsideration.
Senator Lehman.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 3, Judiciary, be held in third reading until Friday's calendar.
On reconsideration. On third reading on reconsideration.
Held in third reading on reconsideration until Friday's calendar.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Next item on today's calendar.
Citations honoring K-9 Picasso, celebrating the Alaska Parent Teachers Association, in memoriam Dale Kuykendall, in memoriam John Graham, in memoriam Minnie Fagerstrom.
Senator Lehman.
Move to ask unanimous consent that the citations appearing on today's calendar be approved.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered. That brings us down to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business? Announcements. Other announcements. Senator Sharp.
Mr. President, I'd like to announce that the schedule for finance meeting tomorrow is against slip. We're down 9:30. I think we get the bills that we've got scheduled done between 9:30 and session.
Further announcements. Special orders. Senator Lehman, 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Move to ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Thursday, April 17th.
Your objection. Hearing none, we're adjourned. 11 o'clock tomorrow.